Welcome to episode 448. Now, we're interrupting our normal program because this is actually a pregnancy, birth, and baby update. So if you've been on the journey with us, or maybe you've just found out on this episode, well, P.S., there's a baby in the picture over here. If you want to know more, then let's get into it.
Welcome to the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. You've tuned in because you want to start taking your health seriously so you don't, well, get sick and die. Here we talk all things health, nutrition, and human optimization. Let's jump into it with your host and resident scientist, Maddie Lansdowne.
Hey, what's up, my healthy friends? Welcome to this little update that I have had hundreds of DMs about. Concerned people, loving people, opinionated people, people asking all of the questions about where we're at. Now, before we get into it, firstly, this year it's my mission to support 500 people to achieve real weight loss. And by real, I mean dealing with what's really weighing you down. And I'm not just talking about the number on the scale. We're talking emotions, trauma, binge, overeating, emotional eating, all that other stuff that leads to the weight gain that you'd really like to get rid of. So if that resonates with you and you want to do it properly this time for the last time, the link is in the show notes or the caption below. Drop down there, click the link, book in a time, let's chat. Okay, so guess what? We've done a bit of a lead up to this. Episode 400 was when we told you we're having a baby. Episode 433 was an episode giving you an update because there was a lot of heavy stuff on episode 400 about pregnancy. And now we have a little boy. We've got a little son in our life. So for those that don't know, myself and Yali, we have made a little boy. And we didn't actually know if it was going to be a boy or a girl. And so we had a beautiful home birth, of which I wrote a really long Facebook post telling the story of how the whole birth process happened. And it was enormous and was drawn out over 7 days of contractions. And if you're interested in that, I'm going to put a link in the show notes and the caption down below. So down there, directly to the Facebook post that I wrote. I've been told by a few people now that it's a beautiful story to read. So for anyone that wants to read in depth what went on, and oh, it was so incredible, scroll to the show notes and you can click the link to the Facebook post. But I wanted to jump on here because we've had so many people communicate with us online and in DMs and in emails and asking, you know, so is the baby here yet? What's going on? And yes, the baby is here. And that baby is Gabriel Raja Lansdowne. And he's the most adorable little thing. And we're over here in our newborn bubble, just overwhelmed with, you know, just awe and fascination and adoration. And oh, it's just, oh, it's so juicy. And Yali really summed it up well the other day because we were both people that are really sort of business focused and success focused and ambitious with our own personal lives. And although we both said, you know, for many years of our life that we want kids, it's not something that we were really working towards very actively. It's just like, oh yeah, kids seems like a really good idea. And a lot of our mentors and people we look up to say that kids are a good idea. And it also feels like somewhere in the back of our souls, you know, that's meant to happen. And look, I'm fundamentally a biologist and the purpose of human existence is to procreate. The purpose of our body and the organs that we've all got is to make babies. Right. And so on some level, that speaks to my biology and probably some level of all of our biology. So yeah, it's just wild. But Yali made this quote of saying, it's something you didn't know was missing. And oh, it's so right. That quote is so accurate. And the funny thing is, before this happened, I thought I could relate to what parents mean when they say things like that, or I thought I could understand, you know, the love for a child or the fact that, you know, a lot of the clients that I work with have been mothers for a very long time, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of mums. And whilst I could intellectually wrap my head around understanding that it's a love that I just can't understand and it's a profound connection and that these women that I've worked with and plenty of men that I just know that, you know, work themselves into the ground for these children. And I used to, you know, be a bit cynical as well when people would be like, oh, but you know, they smile at you once and it's the greatest thing and it's all worth it. And I used to say, yeah, well, you have to say that because how publicly criminal or socially criminal is it to say, fuck, I regret having kids. But I actually get it all now. I know it's only 2 weeks in and it's like, yeah, Maddie, I'll talk to you in 6 months or 3 years and you'll probably want to jump off a cliff. But at least for where we are right now in this little bubble of just beauty, it is so true. It's like every time this kid shits, it's the most amazing thing that's ever happened. And even when he smiles, even though he doesn't know he's smiling, he has no conscious awareness of what he's doing. At least, you know, I don't think he does. Even when he accidentally smiles because he pulls a weird face and that's what it looks like, it's like, oh my God. And the amount of times that I've said, oh, he's so cute. And he is quite cute. But then again, every parent thinks that about their child. And the birth was just such an incredible experience. And I don't want to go into it too much, but for two reasons. One, there's a good amount of it written on the Facebook post below that you can scroll down and click on to read. But also, I will get Yali onto this podcast at some point and we will talk about that whole experience together. I'm also going to get our beautiful midwife, Lindsay, on as well. Oh, we got our home birth. Many times it was touch and go as to whether we might end up in the hospital, but we had a drug-free home birth at 42 weeks of gestation and everything was fine. Everyone was healthy. It was just fucking amazing. And I would do, I know Yali won't, but I would do that day 1,000 times over. That day was incredible. Watching Yali go through everything that she went through and you know, when we finally came out, and sadly, I didn't get to catch the baby. I really wanted to at the time, but Yali needed me at the top end, you know, hands held, you know, staring into each other's eyes, me absorbing her roars. But, you know, we sat there in just this beautiful, blissful awe for about, I don't know, 5 minutes or so, or maybe even longer before I said, what gender is this kid? Is it a boy or a girl? And nobody knew. The midwives hadn't seen yet. And one of the midwives quickly whipped out her phone to catch that moment of discovery. And there's just some incredibly beautiful photos that our midwives got. And so we've been able to share those with some people. We're trying to keep the little fella's full, complete face off of social media. But people that are off the main social media channels and clients and stuff like that, being able to see some beautiful photos and videos. And we've done the full lotus birth. So the lotus birth means that we did not cut the umbilical cord. We kept it on until it naturally fell off. And I don't mean just the cord. It means we were carrying around the placenta attached for 8 days until it naturally fell off. And there's a whole story about why we did that, which I'll leave for the conversation of Yali and I. But all of that to just say we've had a baby. It was 42 weeks. Everyone was healthy. No drugs, no painkillers. Yali was a champion. It was so beautiful. It was so amazing. I loved all of it, all of it. And yeah, we have this little guy, Gabriel Raja Lansdowne. And for those wondering about his name, so Yali was born and raised in France. And she's also completely Sri Lankan, 100% Sri Lankan, but born and raised in Paris. And so the idea of the name was that, you know, we believed that it was important that his heritage and his origins and his identity be rooted in his name. Oh, and just to clarify as well, it's Gabriel. That's the boy's name. Gabrielle, with an extra L and an E, that's the girl's name. So Gabriel is the boy's name. So Gabriel, French name, Raja. So Raja is a Sri Lankan word, which means king. And it's also a part of Yali's surname. So we've got a nice, you know, link or connection there. One, the front end of the name to obviously Yali's upbringing, the middle name to the skin color and the Sri Lankan heritage. And then, of course, surname Lansdowne is a connection to me and our British-Irish origins, mostly British. So, yeah, everyone's doing well. Everyone's doing great. My parents have been fantastic in helping us, and we're at a stage where we need to call on some of our friends because, you know, the newborn bubble is a bubble, and at some point that bubble starts to leak and reality kicks in, and it's a bit overwhelming and all-consuming, as I'm sure many of you listening know. It's a 24/7 gig, especially if you've got boobs and you breastfeed. So I get the luxury sometimes of being in here and recording these podcasts. So anyway, that's where I'm going to leave it. Check the Facebook post down below. At some point in the very near future, I will try and peel Yali away from her maternal motherly responsibilities and get her in here so that we can record a full overview and rehash of the whole experience, the first couple of weeks of life, so that you can all hear it in detail from Yali herself. So thanks for being on the journey with us. And if it's the first time you're hearing it, remember episode 400 and episode 433, stage one and stage two of the pregnancy, which were absolutely crazy. Worth listening to, even if you've just heard this for the first time. So anyway, thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. And I'll catch you on the next one. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast, simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show. Thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is. Loving what you're hearing? Make sure you're subscribed here on your favorite podcast app. Or there's even more waiting for you over on YouTube. On our channel, you'll get to see our fascinating guests demonstrate their techniques in real time. You'll see my animated explanation of complex health concepts made simple, plus all of those you had to be there moments that we mentioned in the show. The Coaching with Maddie episodes will be there too. We're also creating exclusive YouTube shorts, quick, powerful health tips you won't find anywhere else. And let's face it, if we're going to be doom scrolling, which we all do from time to time, you might as well make it worthwhile. Just search How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast on YouTube and hit subscribe to unlock the visual side of becoming a healthy friend of the show. Because sometimes you need to see it to believe it, and also to achieve it. The direct link is in the show notes below. Come and join our YouTube community.